You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The right song for today. Congratulations, Nick Sirianni. Contract extension from the Philadelphia Eagles. Well earned, well deserved. And as a born again Sirianni guy, I could say that with conviction. He earned it. Super Bowl champ. We wait for the details, but we know this. Nick Sirianni is going to be the Eagles coach for years to come. New contract today. And of course, we also react to the Jose Alvarado suspension, 80 games, including ineligibility for the postseason. What should they do now? 215-592-9494. Hugh, we'll get back to the phones in a second, but we do have some NBA draft rumors. We're about a month and five days away from the NBA draft, and we have a mock draft over at ESPN, because the combine was last week, right? So the combine, and then the kids worked out and all that.
So
you get some rumors, you get some feel on what teams are thinking. So here, and this one's going to be easy because the Sixers are at number three. I'll just go through the first couple picks into the Sixers. Number one, Cooper Flagg, obviously, to the Mavericks. Number two, Dylan Harper to the San Antonio Spurs. All that's expected. Number three. Now, I'm going to tell you who they pick, but really it's what is in the conversation that is more important than who they pick.
Mm-hmm.
So the pick at ESPN's latest mock draft is Ace Bailey, the small forward out of Rutgers, the guy that Elliott is comparing to Kevin Durant.
KD.
Yeah, I don't see it, but all right. So he's a freshman who's got some scoring ability. And it says this is where the draft gets interesting. And it says the Sixers are unsurprisingly signaling they're looking at a wide group of prospects, including Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Con Knipple, Trey Johnson. And that's who you're going with based on name. But this caught my attention, all right, beyond who they might pick. Quote, some teams expect the Sixers to be active in trade conversations with names such as Kevin Durant and Lauri Markkanen as potential targets in packages that could include Paul George and the number three pick. Hugh Douglas, your reaction if Daryl Morey trades the number three pick and Paul George to acquire Kevin Durant?
Seriously? Kevin Durant can still play. I mean, I give him that. But we just need to go ahead and we just need to reset this thing, man. I mean, no. What are we going to do? We're going to squint our eyes and hope to make it to the playoffs next year when we've seen the model? Indiana and the Knicks are getting ready to go to the championship. One, I'm going. With a bunch of young guys. You get where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, I do.
You know, who was it? Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad out there acting a whole donkey. Because they put together a team, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, you know, they sprinkle some free agents in there. But for the most part, homegrown guys. They've done that. That's the new wave in the NBA. What do we hope to get by getting Kevin Durant here? Sell a few tickets. Definitely sell some tickets. He's gonna put some butts in the seats. But what's the end game? Because the last time I checked, Daryl Morey talked about championships, if I'm not mistaken, right? When he talked about squinting really, really hard to see how this team is going to do, he was talking about we were formidable enough to be a problem if we got in the playoffs, correct?
Yep.
So what are we doing? Because we've seen the form. We see the big three is cool, the big two, whatever, the half stars.
It's over.
But that era is done.
It's about depth.
We're talking
and
about
youth, yeah.
we're talking about trying to squint to get to the playoffs with an older Kevin Durant, and you're talking about trading Paul George. What about Joel Embiid?
So this would make more sense if Embiid was the player he was 2 years ago, right? Then you have like, all right, that version of Embiid and Durant can still play. This makes no sense right now. You mentioned the youth, right? With the final four teams in the NBA with the Knicks and the Pacers and the Thunder and the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
All right. So of their, I just looked at the four starting fives, right? So the 20 players that played the most minutes on those four teams, right? 20 players, five for each of the four teams left. Guess how many players of those 20 were 30 or over this season?
Two.
Three total out of the 20 starters for the four teams. And the oldest guy that's a starting player on one of the final four teams was 32 this year. The oldest. There was a 32-year-old, two 30-year-olds, and everybody else that started on these four teams is in their 20s. Kevin Durant's going to be 37 years old in September.
The simple fact, like this is the problem. And I know, you know, I was hard on Daryl Morey last week. And, you know, basketball is not my thing. But this
You were pretty hard on him.
And I'm going to stay. I'm going to make it even worse because this here's the thing. The fact that this is even a conversation, the fact that somebody in the front office is even thinking about that kind of, you know, solidifies how I felt about this organization and what they were going to do with the third pick.
They haven't done it yet.
No, but the fact that you're thinking about doing it, the fact that this story is out there, yeah. The fact that before we even did this, what'd you say, Kyle? Milwaukee's working out players?
Yeah, they're
and they
working
don't
out
even
top,
have a pick.
Top eight picks.
They don't even have a pick.
Well, it's because they're going to trade Giannis.
No, but what my point is this. Who do you think they're going to try to trade him? They're going to try to get up in the top five, you would think.
They're going to try to get the Sixers pick.
Okay.
Or the Spurs,
okay, if it's Giannis, that's something different, though.
Well, Giannis is still only around 30. He's got years to go. Durant's 37.
If it's KD, though. I mean, and KD will be fun for Twitter beef.
Well, sure he will.
He would be fun for that, but no, that's not what I'm trying to do.
The Twitter beef would be good. He'd be coming after WIP all hours of the day. But from a basketball perspective, no. The Sixers have a chance to take an all-star player. The number three pick in the last 15 years has delivered star players. What are we doing trading it for 37-year-old Kevin Durant?
Yeah, that right there, man, tells you everything you need to know.
Oh, my God.
Say they take Ace Bailey.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like the timeline for him to become a good, contributing, everyday starting player...
It doesn't fit.
It's like 3 years it doesn't fit with Maxey. It's probably not going to fit with McCain.
Well, it could fit with Maxey.
Maybe.
Maxey's only 25.
But then we're talking about another contract for some of these guys. Are we not? So it just feels like the Sixers are stuck right now in the Joel Embiid business.
I agree.
So I don't know if it's as crazy as... as you guys are making it
for KD
37.
So what are we doing?
If you do it, you're just it. Look, the Sixers are screwed. Okay, maybe they just have one little Hail Mary that Joel Embiid is back to his old self. That Kevin Durant can be a 27 point per game player, which he still is, even at this age. You get McCain back healthy. You have Maxey.
You're talking yourself right into this.
I'm in, baby.
You know what I think about now when I think of KD, and I've heard this, and this is not my personal, because I'm like everybody else. I ain't watch a whole lot of NBA this year, but I think Coach Killer. I'm thinking Coach Killer.
Oh, he is.
Like that's the first thing that comes to mind.
But I'm not like married to Nick Nurse, where like. God forbid.
When was the last time Kevin Durant even got past the second round? It's been like 6 years.
You say, okay, we get Kevin Durant, we can fire Nick Nurse.
That point, it's like, whatever, we're decimating this whole thing anyway.
But I understand that. But in the process, we're giving away the number three pick. This pick could be the Sixers' tickets to figuring this thing out 5 years from now.
This is the reality of the situation we're in, Kyle. And I understand where you're coming from because you want to try to salvage as much of the process as you possibly can. That's it's a wrap. It's a wrap, kid.
Look, I know it is.
It's a wrap.
I understand.
It's time to, what they say, rip the Band-Aid off and let's just move on.
Look, the drop-off from Cooper Flagg to these next guys.
It's big.
It's colossal.
Yeah, I know.
It is, but
so
you know what we need to do? And this is the only fix that we have. Mm. Get a coach that's in it for the long haul.
You're firing Nurse?
No. I think Nurse is the right coach for it.
I mean, Nurse.
Let me say that. Get these young guys. Let Coach Nurse do his thing. Let him develop these young players, man, and just be as – this is why I need to be the PR guy.
No,
just
stop,
be
stop,
honest
stop.
And truthful as you possibly can. Get out there and say, hey, we're going to stink.
I think it's 50-50 the third pick in the draft turns into something good for them. 50-50.
Yeah, I give you that.
I think it's less than 50-50. Kevin Durant at age 37 arrives here and saves the day. Last 3 years, you mentioned the coach thing. Ready for this? 2023, Suns fire Monty Williams. 2024, Suns fire Frank Vogel. 2025, Suns fire Mike Budenholzer. Three straight
Mike
years.
Mike Boone, yeah.
Yeah, Budenholzer. And he's won a championship in Milwaukee. These guys aren't bums. Vogel won in L.A. These guys are not bums. I'm out on the Kevin Durant thing. No thanks for the third pick. I mean, I'd love to dump Paul George, but I'm not giving up the number three pick. 215-592-9494. Your chance to react to all this. Black Gritty is up on
Black
WIB.
Gritty!
So many things. Let me long talk for a second. So, first of all, Joe, we had to coordinate our guy, Nick Sirianni, getting his contract because you have to stand out with me and hold the sign up. We had to get some money back signs. You did agree to that. If you say you're on Nick Sirianni's side still, we got to coordinate that.
Okay, let's do it. I'm in.
Secondly, Joe, don't you have a family?
Yes.
Don't you love your family?
Of course.
Then why were you risking your life in a flash flood with floaties on, doing the radio show with electrical wires running all through the water, you just sitting there in the midst of it? What are you thinking, bro? You got a family.
Well, all right, a couple things. One, I was the show must go on. But two, total transparency, I don't think I realized in the moment how bad the flood was getting because my back was to it. And I thought Hugh was just being scaredy cat. But instead,
he took pictures of electrical wire, and I know how y'all do the wires over there. Shout out to the sisters. Y'all are trying your best, but sometimes duct tape ain't waterproof, bro.
Yeah,
saying, you got lines running all through there.
I didn't realize the gravity of the situation. I really didn't.
Yeah, you put your family at risk, dog. Take care of yourself. And Hugh,
yes.
You got out of the way and forgot to move your truck out of the flood zone. That's what happened to you.
Is that what? That's what it was?
Yeah, you know, floaties on the truck. Now your truck out here flooded in the flood.
She okay.
Together.
She just had it, you know. She's okay. It was just a little minor mishap, man. I just kind of.
All right. Black Beauty still on ride.
Yeah, right, she's still riding. She's still riding.
Secondly, my heart's with you, bro. I'm thinking about you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
So let me get to all this stuff that's going on. Alvarado, why you do this to me? I got $1 billion on one of the World Series this year. And if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. How come the Patriots get to have their championship? How come Houston got to keep – like, can I get them back for the postseason? They took my dog for the postseason. It hurts my heart. I'm so angry because I was on the same weight product that he's on. And I can tell you right now, it ain't helped me lose no weight. So I know – how come he got caught? I ain't lost a single pound. I know he out here lying. And the fact that he ran off like that is some punk stupid McDoo stuff. And Dumbus got to get to work. You know what I mean? You got this young kid coming up here throwing lightning at a bottle. We got to make a whole lot of moves to get where we need to be right now. And Hugh, I know that we are the tan persuasion, but you don't get paid for less days of work, brother. I don't care how you try to spin it. You trying to get a raise for less work? Hey, you know what? I need you to come in on weekends, and I'm going to double your pay, and you only got to do two radio shows.
But see, Black Gritty.
That's
like,
a good point.
Like, see, I think you're missing the point. It's not like I'm getting paid to go to the bullpen. I'm still a starter, but I'm helping you out right now. So in order to help you out, I need to get paid like the starter that I'm going to be when I hit free agency. Well, but in this case, if you give me some
name.
More money,
I hear you.
Yeah, you,
black
yeah,
is
yeah,
in my
yeah.
name, but you don't get paid for your days off.
No, I'm just saying. You got to give me if you want me to go to the bullpen. You got to give me
some
more
bread.
No, it's
a good point. Less, you want to pay him more money for less innings. This is a real Hugh. This is Hugh Douglas
no,
math over here.
No, because like because you asked me to do you a solid.
I asked you to pitch.
Joe,
you're a pitcher.
Yeah, that's a solid.
Somebody needs to talk to this man. This is not the time to fight for reparations. This is not the time to fight for reparations.
I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight, man. Might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me.
I still need to push. And I actually like the reseeding because it makes people fight more to the end of the season. I mean, you ain't going to rest food. You're only going to move to 18 games. and the higher up teams, you know, they rest people in the last 2 weeks of the season, or they have these horrible games you play at the end of the season. Now these games are going to matter more, and you have to play them out. You can't just hide at the end of the season. You got to play all the way through because you want that real top seed. So I like the reseeding. I mean, I wish they just did it in all sports, but they ain't going to, so it is what it is. But the tush push will live, trust you me. I can't live without it. And our coach got this money. We live large on the hog, and it is what it is. And if you get Kevin Durant here, I will burn down the Xfinity Live Center myself. I will go to jail for it. I promise you, I will go to jail.
Why are you burning down Xfinity Live?
LeBron James is the king. LeBron, Steph, all the greats that you think of are over 35 years old, ain't even sniffed a conference championship in the last 3 years. You want to bring that dude over here? You know what they need to do? Get Paul George to retire and take his money off the books. Like, bro, you're never getting another contract. Don't do your podcast pee, but just go retire so at least I can take that money off the books. That's how we can springboard into doing something. But if you give this third pick and you don't give me something, I'm burning everything down. I promise you that. I talk to y'all.
Black Ready, we'll talk soon. It really would be the biggest slap in our face if Daryl Morey had to attach the number 3 pick to get off the Paul George contract. He just signed him a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they are in a bad way. And the simple fact, this plays into all my fears when I said I don't trust this regime as far as what they want to do. And I know this is all speculation, but still, to throw that out there is ridiculous.
I think that would be, Daryl doing that would be admitting that he made a mistake with the Paul George thing, which is what we want him to do, kind of, don't we?
Well, sure, but to attach to... He's attaching his best asset to get off of a mistake from last summer.
But it's different than being stubborn and doubling down on it. Is it not?
This is a bad spot to be in.
Terrible spot.
We want this team just to be relevant so bad. We're willing to do damn near anything just to make it happen.
I think the point that you were making about the youth in the NBA, they're not winning with whatever this is with Embiid and a 37-year-old. It's just not happening, man.
But they're also probably not winning with or because of Ace Bailey.
Well, we're not, Kyle. We're not winning anytime soon, regardless. So we might as well try to build this thing the right way. But just try to build it with the youth movement.
I agree with you.
But they have Embiid. Like, they're not really going to be able to move off of the Embiid.
Can we force him into retirement? I want to try that.
No, yeah. I was reading something where if he does this experimental thing and everything, they got to give him time to try to come back because he's trying to play. So he can't just up and retire. He got to at least try to play.
Their best chance might be Maxey, McCain, Grimes. You have youth there.
And this third pick.
Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid.
Kevin Durant. Man, listen.
All right. More conference finals games or Twitter beefs with WIP hosts? What do you think Durant would do here in Philadelphia?
Twitter beefs.
But that's, look.
Because he would be coming at our neck.
At this point, I've almost given up on the Sixers, so, yeah. I'd welcome that. That'd be fun.
Speaking of Twitter beef, did you see Matt Strom reply to Devin's tweet about Orion Kirker? You see this, Hugh?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
So yesterday during the game, Devin tweeted that we need to have an honest conversation about Orion Kirkering. Which she's right. I mean, Kirkering has not pitched well this season. He's walked a ton of batters.
And she covers the team.
Yeah. And I think she's right. We should have an honest conversation. He hasn't been good. I mean, that's my honesty about him. I thought he'd be better this year. So Matt Strom replied, please enlighten me.
Could somebody do that, please? Go enlighten him.
Go enlighten Matt Strom. I could do it right now. Yeah. Kirkering hasn't been good enough.
Jillia responds.
This is pretty simple.
Are you waiting for me to respond?
I'm just wondering what you think.
I have thoughts, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Hold on.
A talk show host. We've talked about this.
I just feel like it's more to it than what's on the surface. How many other times has he responded to any one of Devin's quippy tweets?
I don't know. This is the first one I've seen.
It is that time of year.
What?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, read between the lines.
Well, so
read between the lines.
Who would be the first one to get in Twitter beef with Durant here?
Probably me.
Spike.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah, Spike, because they tweet more. I don't really tweet a whole lot about basketball.
Though,
but
I
if they stink, though, I would be like
maybe
I would,
Elliot.
Well, yeah, maybe
I feel like
Elliot.
Durant would respond to Elliot. Elliot might not.
So here's what I could see: Spike or Elliot tweet something. Durant responds. I could see a clip of on one of the shows here, like to camera eye, and he responds.
Sure.
To that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the direct tweet back and forth.
Man, come on, that would be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah, he goes at it because he had beef with Acho a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he doesn't like when someone talks about basketball and didn't play the game.
Yeah, but guess
what? So he'll love WIP because yeah, we got a lot of NBA players.
We all got an opinion. He talks about football. He ain't played football to my knowledge.
No, he's a baby. I mean, he's a sensitive baby.
He's a huge baby. Yeah. He's also one of the least important superstars in NBA history.
Yep.
His whole career.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Sure he is. He's a great player. But, like, importance, his whole career is because he teamed up with Steph Curry.
You could go out there and end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Nah.
It is the easiest one to get.
Nah. We about to tell that lie.
Well, maybe not you.
About to tell that lie. I'm like 6'1".
Maybe not you.
What am I doing? Running the point?
Sure. You're a distraction out there.
I thought they list you at 6'2".
Yeah,
is that a lie,
that's
too?
That's a lie.
Wow.
I'm about 6'1".
Douglas at 5'8", playing defensive end.
Black Gritty brought up the Tush Push.
Mm-hmm. Do we have some news?
What did he say, that he thinks it'll stay?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
First of all,
just my read on it. Mm-hmm. And Ian Rappaport went on Pat McAfee show, says his educated guess is that the NFL will indeed act against the Tush Push. I expect there will be new language against any player pushing or pulling another. I'm not sure the league wants to specifically ban this play, just the mechanism used on this play, which is kind of a joke of a line there. But
there is no way they're letting this come into the season this year. I mean, they pushed this vote back a month to convince everyone to vote their way. Plus, the season opens with the Eagles. Like, imagine if they don't vote it out, Hugh. The first game of the season is going to be tush push after tush push.
It's almost a better selling point with the first game that, like, the Eagles are going to be out to avenge.
Yeah. I think it's gone, too. I do think we're about to lose it. Let's grab Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, Ken.
So, Hugh, I believe you are man enough that you would own it if you cut it in the studio there. So if you're saying that it wasn't you, then I believe you.
It wasn't me.
I think
it wasn't me.
I think you would own it. I think you would actually be proud of it. You would actually get.
Oh no, I would. I would listen, Ken. If I ever do fart in this room, Joe's gonna know because he's gonna smell it, and I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna laugh a hearty laugh, and the YouTube people are gonna be, you know, look at me like, what's wrong with him?
Well, how come you're the only one around here who keeps have these moments where there's a noise that you think is that?
It's a weird thing, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
And on the rule change, listen, I don't like anything that diminishes the importance of divisions, and a good rule of thumb is anything the NBA does, do the exact opposite if you want to stay relevant and good. So I hate this rule change, actually. It just feels NBA-ish to me. So,
it does feel NBA-ish. Yeah, it feels like because that's what makes these rivalries so good. It's why that Commanders game or the Cowboys game and the Giants game mean more, because we know how much it leads to.
And let's face it, it's just the Lions crying because they didn't feel like it was fair that they had to play the Commanders at home with the one seed and they got housed. So, you know, play better and, you know, you get to host the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
So, look, on Alvarado, I mean, are we expected to believe that the Phillies as an organization just thought that they got so lucky that after 2 years of declining velocity, Jose Alvarado shows up to spring training in the best shape of his life, and he's gained 2 miles an hour on his fastball, and that's just luck at 30 years old. Like nobody looked at that and said, "Hey, wait a minute, what's going on?"
Kid, I mean, like I always say, read the room. Like it doesn't just this just didn't happen all willy nilly.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when I heard it yesterday, it all clicked into place for me immediately, and I was like, wait a minute, now in retrospect, just hearing this, it seems obvious to me that this is what was going on. And in the steroid era, we would have, like, assumed that this was going on. If it was Roger Clemens or you know, somebody like that, we would have just assumed that that's what it was. So, you know, it's not an accident. And you know, Jose Alvarado, he seems like a nice guy, but for him to just dip out like that and not even talk to his teammates about it, That's pathetic. But now that it is what it is, I actually think if you're going to keep Nick Abel up, I think you've got to keep Taiwan Walker in the bullpen. You know, because Rob Thompson said something a couple weeks ago when he first brought him in and he pitched, what, he struck out seven guys?
Yeah, seven in three innings.
Three innings. And, you know, Rob Thompson kind of mentioned being, you know, intrigued about the possibility of him being like, you know, a really elite power, you know, late inning, high leverage guy. I just, you know, Ranger and, you know, Ranger started out in the bullpen. You know, he's a starting pitcher now, but when Ranger first came up, Ranger Suarez was in the bullpen, and they kind of moved him back and forth. You know, when you're a wrong-handed pitcher in Major League Baseball who can be really, really good, and we've seen that Ranger Suarez can be really, really good, he's worked a heck of a lot more than he is as a reliever. It's not even close. So, you know, I think if you're going to bring Abel up, that you've got to leave Taiwan in the bullpen and leave Ranger in rotation, because he seems to have settled in, and, you know, he looks more like the Ranger of, you know, April and May last year.
He does. So, two good starts in a row. I mean, Saturday he hung that one pitch, but he pitched well. And Ken, we appreciate it. Yeah, Rangers pitch well. It's not performance. I'm not moving him because he's not performing in the rotation. I need help in the bullpen. The Alvarado thing is a killer. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up, reacting to Jose Alvarado's suspension and what the Phillies should do. We've talked some internal options today. How about external? Who could they trade for whenever these teams are ready to make some trades here? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. WIP.
Yes, as I look around, like I ain't got nothing to read right now. It's that time of year again. It's time for me to take a break about talking about bacon, folks, and give you some grilling wisdom. It's grilling season, everybody, so you can elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins are truly a game changer. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki. They got lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up. in about 10 minutes. Do you believe Jose Alvarado unknowingly took PEDs? It's one of our Twitter questions today. 34% of people, Hugh, believe it's a big old misunderstanding, big old accident for Jose. Your laugh,
I like how you did that.
Yeah, your laugh tells it all. We don't believe that. Nick Sirianni gets a contract extension from the Eagles. And what should the Phillies do now that Alvarado's gone for 80 games in this bullpen?
Cry.
Well, they could cry, but they got to figure out something here. And at some point, it's probably going to be in the form of a trade. All right, so I was starting to look through the standings today to pick out some teams that might have relievers for sale at some point. And you were right. You said earlier that's not going to happen today, right?
No, it's not.
We are still too early in the season. Very few teams, maybe five already, know their season is over.
One of them is Colorado.
Yeah, but do you want anything from Colorado?
Nah.
I don't either, so that we eliminate them. But there's going to be relievers the Phillies could trade for between now and the deadline. I'm going to give you two names. One is a guy that was here last week with the Cardinals, Ryan Helsley. Now, I thought the Cardinals were going to be bad, and they've actually been good lately. So if they're in it, they're not going to trade him, most likely. But he's a guy that's been connected to the Phillies before. He's a free agent after the season. He's got 9 saves already. I think Ryan Helsley is a name to keep an eye on if the Cardinals fall out of it. Let me give you one more name, a guy we're going to see this weekend. We talked about him last year, Hugh. Mason Miller from the...
Yeah, okay.
The then Oakland Athletics, now Sacramento, because they're playing now while they wait for their stadium in Las Vegas. Mason Miller from the A's. He's great. I mean, he's a great pitcher.
He's a youngin'.
He's got, I believe, 4 years still left of team control after this.
That makes sense.
Would you trade one of their top prospects to get him? Because
who are you talking about?
Well, I mean... I don't know, Aiden Miller? Aiden Miller, their top prospect, the shortstop.
No, because it wasn't Aiden Miller a name that we were talking about potentially coming up up here?
Mm-hmm.
And the Wolves, see, this is the thing.
But you're not getting them without giving something special.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But this is the thing. We sit here complaining about Trey Turner's play, and we're, in order to get another pitcher, we're talking about giving up one of our biggest assets.
Sure. Well, I'm just saying if you want him, that's the price.
I don't want him at that price.
Okay.
I, like I said, the easiest fix right now, just get Ranger $36 million.
Yeah, but even if you move Ranger, you probably still need something else.
Yeah, you still need something, but right now that'll buy you some time. That'll buy you 2 months. Then see what the trade deadline, what that look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're trying to trade. We're trying to put ourselves in the best possible situation right now without giving up a whole lot. And that is see what we are in 2 months. When the trade deadline, right, and try to be as good a baseball team as we can.
The problem is that this, like, I don't know how much the Phillies were willing to trade at the deadline, but now they're going to have to use all of whatever they were going to use on the bullpen. But like, we might have another need. Has anyone seen how Max Kepler's hit the last few weeks? I can still use another outfield bat. They roll Kepler and March and Rojas out there every day. It's a troublesome spot they're in right now. I think there's going to be relievers available if the Phillies are willing to pay the price. Listen, no one wants to trade away top prospects, but do we want to fill the hole or do we want to just screw around and just pay Ranger because Hugh Douglas says so? I don't want to do that. I don't want to be on the Hugh Douglas plan here of paying Ranger Suarez for the hell of it.
I'm just saying that's the easiest fix. When you look at it, that's the easiest fix.
Expensive.
It's expensive. Well, it's not the easiest. Like, he can just do
easiest?
It. He just does it without overcomplicating it and needing more money that, you know, is unnecessary to pay.
Because
he's already under contract.
That's unrealistic expectations.
It's not. It's really not at all. I mean, people do it all the time.
He is under contract to the Phillies.
You're asking him to hurt his trade. You're asking him, not about to say trade value. You're asking him to hurt his value on the open market by being a relief pitcher.
That's his problem.
So I know how we can fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me some more money. And I'll go to the relief. I'll go to the pen and help you out as much as I can right now.
Nope.
But if you pay me. But only if you pay me. Like I was going to get paid in free agency to be a starter, which at the end of the year, I'm going to come back and become a starter once again. Yeah, easy. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
Hey, what do you think the reaction of this town would be if this story comes out? That Ranger says he will only go to the bullpen if he gets money. Screw that guy! It'll be like that on this show.
Why do you think... Okay, I hear what you're saying. But why do you think Ranger's not an option to put in the bullpen now?
I think he is.
He is.
He's not.
I think he is.
If he was an option, they would have broached that earlier.
So I think they are trying to buy their time until they figure out what the right option is. But he's got to be on the list of options.
If you pay him, the unfortunate thing about all this is the one thing.
You are such a problem.
No, because I don't think y'all really, when I say they're paying him, he's in a contract year. I think I need to preface it by saying that because y'all like, well, he already getting paid. He's in a contract.
We know he's
year.
In a contract. Oh,
and he wants to get paid.
Hold on
I
a
don't
second.
Care.
Let's say Nola comes back in 2 weeks from the injury list.
You are the worst GM on the planet. Aaron, I don't care if you're trying to get paid.
But I have a question. If Aaron Nola comes back in 2 weeks from the injury list, okay, and Andrew Painter gets here in a month, where's Ranger going? There's no spot for him in the rotation.
Not to the bullpen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was he going to go Mars? We only have five rotation spots.
Is that an option?
You know,
I feel like right now, the only options that you have, Taiwan is probably, he's the easiest to go. Ranger's not going because of the contract situation.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. This entire season, we talk about the rotation versus the bullpen. You know what this reminds me of?
What's
when
that?
NBA fans talk about how many top five players there are and they count nine. There's five top five
yeah,
players. There's five rotation spots. Everyone's got to have to man up and someone's got to go to the bullpen at some point. The only guy that's manned up so far is Taiwan. Taiwan's become one of my favorite guys on the team. Bullpen starter.
Team guy.
Come on now,
name
y'all.
On the front, not the name on the back. Heel. No, you.
Mr. Philly, Taiwan Walker. Now you're anti-Taiwan.
No, I'm not. I just like how y'all just try to change the story and paint it the way so it fit the narrative.
Well, that's today. Today's Monday. This is today's story.
He was not happy going in the bullpen, and you know it. We both know it. We all know
but
it.
He
was not happy.
It. But he did it.
He did
and
it.
And dominated.
Begrudgingly. And then had a hell of a night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so Ranger could do the same thing. Night. Ranger will do the same thing.
Had a hell of a night. Mm-hmm. But Ranger, no. Ranger, that's too much. The money is involved.
Money,
it is.
Again, I don't care about his money. I'm trying to win baseball games. Cashmere's in the Poconos. Hey, Cashmere.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
I got to say, I mean, this is a very perplexed situation, but honestly, Joe, I mean, with what I honestly don't even know what the Phillies are going to do because I don't think there's really any – honestly, I don't think there's any fix that they could do because at least not one that's going to work out, at least either the short term or the long term, because in the short term, you want to talk about putting Ranger Suarez in the bullpen, which I agree with you, it ain't going to happen. Like, that dog is not going to hunt. You're not going to put Ranger Suarez in the bullpen when his – and especially, like, and you guys can make fun of Hugh Douglas and say he's company man Hugh and he's Boris Corp Douglas – but guess what
you guys haven't said?
Hugh Douglas is right because he is. Because I'm sorry, but I mean, Joe, are you just gonna go? If someone else got popped for, you know, if someone else had to get suspended, and they said, Joe, we need you overnight now. We need you overnight for the next 6 months, and then after, and then next year we can talk about bringing it back in the midday show. Are you doing that? I don't think so. Not without throwing a fit, right?
No, I would do it. There's someone else brought
this up. What are we doing?
Someone else brought this up to me before, Kashmir. I am an employee of WIP. I go on their air when my name is on the schedule. I don't just pop in here when I want to and put the mic on. It's got to be when I'm allowed to.
Team guy Joe. I mean, this was evidenced by his performance Friday during the great midday show flood of 2025.
I sat there as the skookle went up to my knees. Okay, I'm a team guy, and if they said you have to go to overnight,
Hugh skedaddled.
Hugh ran away. I mean, this actually all fits. Douglas ran away. Let me drown.
You see how the story changed.
I said, Joe.
The water's rising. Joe and Kyle, this is how this changed.
We were very dismissive.
Joe and Kyle were like, oh, Hugh, plant-based Hugh, whatever. You know what you're talking about. And I kept saying, Joe, the water's rising. So Joe just sat there.
Yes.
I got up, and I'm like, Joe, do you see the water rushing to the electrical cords? And then this is when Kyle gets alarmed. And Kyle's looking at Joe like, okay, Joe, what are you doing?
I was talking to Scott Frensky.
Somebody had to think about the equipment.
Yes.
And someone had to talk to Scott. I mean,
and that's why I said that God put you in the right position. Because I told Scott, hey, Scott, we'll talk to you next week.
You thought of nobody but himself at that moment.
No, because we are about to get electrocuted. Here's the thing, Kashmir.
We're fine.
Joe's completely oblivious to all the people trying to lift the cords around him so he won't get electrocuted.
No, I saw them lifting the cords.
You didn't move. Well, that's the thing that got me.
We were doing an interview with Scott.
And I'm like, damn, Scott, he'll be okay the next week.
Someone has to think about the interview.
I understand. So I understand, Joe. I get where you're coming from. And I agree with you. I mean, you've done a lot for WIP, and I love listening to you. But the thing is, it's like, so I do got to ask you as this, because this doesn't just hurt. And what Rhea said before, too, was 100% correct. Joe, do you want to just try to put a Band-Aid and try to fix this thing this year? Or do you want to try and win down the road as well? Because people seem to forget, this team's last chance, this team's last stand is now. They're not coming back next year if they don't win the World Series. I don't even think they're coming back next year regardless. This is their last dance to win. And here's the thing. I don't think they're good enough to win even with Jose Alvarado. Now, if they're without him, they're definitely not good enough to win the World Series. So what I'm saying is, I'm standing pat. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go get another middle reliever for some regular middle-of-the-road prospect because I'm sorry. If I have to give up Aiden Miller, Andrew Painter, Arun Escobar, Eduardo Taillé, Justin Crawford, I'm not doing it because I don't want to relive the 2012 to 2018 Phillies again. You remember those days, Joe?
Yeah.
Remember those
days? Well, of course. They stunk.
You want to relive them?
No,
I don't want to relive that again.
Kashmir, I don't want to relive
them. I'm not
reliving those days again. I am not. I can't do it. I can't relive watching 6-7 years of slop again. I can't do it. No, I need this team to get younger. I need this team to get cheaper and more talented and more athletic. This team's not good enough regardless. They're not winning the World Series when they get to the postseason. It looks like probably they will, but they're not going anywhere beyond that. So, no.
Kashmir, I hear you, and I think it's a very fair perspective. Kashmir, we appreciate the call. Well, they have to do something then. If the Phillies feel, or a lot of people feel like Kashmir does, then they have to move someone to the bullpen and try to make this work.
Yeah, and that's the easiest fix. I know it's not financially. I don't get me wrong. I understand. Mm-hmm. That's not the move that anybody wants to make. But you don't have too many more moves to make that's going to be as comfortable as that one. You know, and I gave you the analogy when I called the dealership and I told him, hey, something's wrong. And he was like, you don't want to take chances. You do not, because you don't know what's going to happen. I probably could have made it home. Probably could have drove home, turned, you know, the old school way. Because you remember, everybody remembers this back in the day when your car is overheating and you got somewhere to go turn the AC on.
Yeah.
Turn the AC on. It helped cool the engine off. You know, the air intake, the flow of the air is going to help cool. I probably could have did that and made it home. But how much would that have cost me?
So you're comparing calling for a tow truck to paying Ranger Suarez $30 million?
Basically, yeah, because it's the easy, like, it's in the long run, that was the cheapest outcome. Mm. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. When in the long run, Joe, the cheapest outcome, if I want Ranger, I know I have somebody that has the capability of going to the bullpen, but he doesn't want to go because of his financial situation. Okay, so the easiest fix is to give him some more money. And you know, like I said, I don't know how much that entails. You know, we've been throwing cash, dollar amounts. But I also understand that we're in a situation where we don't know if we're going to have to blow this thing up at the end of the year or not if they don't get what we need them to get, because they stood pat. But right now, that's the easiest fix. That's the easiest fix.
Or you can just do it.
For 2 months.
We see the same without the money involved.
But see, the thing is that you guys don't realize is this. I don't know anywhere where you go in the office and say, hey, you're going to the bullpen and you're going to like it. Because if I'm Ranger, that's what I'm hearing.
No, but I think I'm being animated because of you talking about the money.
Yeah, because guess what you think is going to happen when I go in the office? They look at you. When you say, hey, Ranger, or my interpreter in this case, Ranger, we want you to go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
No bueno. No bueno. That's the only Spanish I knew that kind of fit.
Good job, man. Good job.
the story I was trying to tell.
I don't want to be heavy-handed. But if he fights back and says no bueno,
see,
you're going.
Joe, see, this is the problem. You said you don't want to be heavy-handed and fight back. You're not in a position of power.
It's my team. I don't even like it.
But it's my future.
Wonderful. Does Ranger Suarez work for the Phillies or does he work for them?
Is Ranger Suarez? Is he in a contract year?
I don't care.
You don't care.
He's
but
an employee.
I hear what you're saying, but it's not going to work.
All right,
like
can
that.
We check in with you people? Because I'm done with
you people.
It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Got bad news, guys. Mm-hmm. There's not a pill in existence that will make you guys better radio hosts.
I didn't think so, but I thought it was an analogy.
This is according to somebody who I see
on
our YouTube stream every day.
What happened?
So
we were talking about like the steroid thing. Would you take something to be a better radio host?
Mm-hmm.
He said that pill doesn't exist.
Now, Hugh does need PEDs, according to another you people. I'm trying to figure out the word for that. For a people?
A you person.
A you person?
A person. Yeah, yeah.
Person. Nailed it. You do need PEDs for your terrible clues.
You see, they don't get it. At this point, I just like
giving
out terrible
clues. Well, they weren't bad today. We gave it away after two.
Yeah. So,
I love giving out terrible. But that wasn't a bad clue. That was some good clues because I got it out too.
Yeah. I like the Jerry Springer one. Yeah, good job.
Next, Hugh was going to tell us closers are a luxury in baseball.
You should sit on that. No, that's good, actually.
Rent free. Living rent free. That take is like...
It is. It's your famous take.
Yeah, I'm YouTube
famous. It made you to AI. Yeah.
The poppy seed bagels from Will, straight from the Hugh Douglas School of Excuse Making.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
It's not an excuse.
Poppy seed from the best.
First of all, you can't test positive for poppy seed bagels.
I know, but
in the poppy seed bagels.
You can't.
I don't think you test positive for poppy seed bagels.
You can test positive for the poppy if you eat a lot of them. No, but so that person.
But it's still
in
an
that
excuse.
Person's face. It's not an excuse.
Well,
it's not.
Guys, this Alvarado thing had nothing to do with bagels. Let's just move on.
No, it's not. It's straight testosterone, yep. Baby.
Hugh should take a lesson and also cut down on the beans.
Beans? See, I didn't fart.
Well, we heard it.
I hate you people.
You made this guy pretty mad. Hugh should stop being disrespectful to Sirianni. You could not hold his jock.
Don't want to hold his jock. What are you talking about?
Well, somebody you call him a bubblehead again.
You know what's funny about people when they say stuff like that.
Yep.
I would, if you had a radio show, I would love to hear what you had to say about Coach Sirianni when he had that tough stretch, because I've been in Philadelphia long enough to know that there were a lot of people that weren't happy with him, and I'm pretty sure you were one of them. I just happen to have, you just happen to have receipts on me, so you want to act like you were holier than thou and always roll with
just
Nick
like when
Sirianni.
You were jealous of Jalen Hurts' success winning the Super Bowl.
That was it. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, it's the same and guy, Jay. I believe that. I believe that.
Well, you bash Jalen Hurts every day.
Every day I bash Jalen.
Unbelievable. Give the guy a break.
Somebody did add, while Hugh might not be able to hold his jock, he could fart inside of it.
So. Never going to lay that one down.
84% believe you did fart on the air today.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. I had people calling me talking about, you need to stop farting on the air. I didn't fart.
It's
you
twice did. In less than a year. I mean, it's a problem.
The evidence is piling up. Last one here. Time for the Phillies general manager, Bryce Harper, to sit down with Ranger Suarez and his agent, Hugh Douglas, about moving to the bullpen.
I'm just trying to tell y'all how these things work, man. Y'all just don't want to listen to what I'm saying. Y'all want to go out there and try to strong arm people and make them do certain things. I got an easy way to do it. Throw money at them.
How come the best teams just move their players everywhere without raises?
Because it's the culture.
So we're
going to
change
sacrifice.
The culture.
See, this is the thing. And I've used this analogy before. You want Ranger to go to the bullpen, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, tell Trey Turner to go to the outfield.
I will.
And we still wait for that conversation to be had.
Well, obviously, I don't run the team. Things will be
I'm
different.
Just saying, I'm just saying, but that's the comparison, because you're asking Ranger to change what he's doing, and you know Trey is better suited for the outfit.
Well, there is a little bit of a different thing there.
What
they committed $300 million to Trey.
Well, it's the money, and that's what I'm saying.
They committed to him for years, and
that's
and
why
Ranger. There's no commitment. Like you just employee.
That's the problem. Commit to me.
No.
Give me some money. I go to the outfield. Hey, listen, while we're here, I'll go pitch in the bullpen if you need me to.
Well, they might need some bullpen arms tonight because they're in Colorado.
We don't want that.
Hey, Kyle, it'd be straight batting practice.
Oh,
for real.
You'd walk the ballpark. You put a divot in the ground in Clearwater. They still haven't got it out.
Hey,
ridiculous!
Some say that might have hurt Aaron Nola's ankle.
I think you did.
Did you hurt
Nola?
No, it wasn't me.
All right, that's enough for us today. I think we're supposed
that's
to.
It?
Yeah, well, I think we have to hand it off now.
Oh yeah, we do.
All right, here's the question: Phillies open a series tonight in Colorado. They have 8 wins on the season. Hugh, will you guarantee a sweep of the Rockies?
I guarantee a sweep of the Rockies.
Better get a sweep.
It's on you if they don't. By the way. If the Phillies don't sweep the Rockies, take all your complaints to Hugh Douglas. All right, we're back tomorrow. You guys have a great day. Phillies, figure it out. Get Ranger to the bullpen. And don't pay him a dime more.
Gotta pay
him,
man.
Don't pay him a dime more to pitch. Ridiculous. All right, we're back tomorrow with some debates. Jolly's going to join us after the show next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. Or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.